When Graham Coulton began writing songs for the follow-up to his 2011 album, Pacific Coast Eyes, he soon realized that he wasn't happy with his creative process.
I just picked up the guitar and started to do kind of what I always do, and it just wasn't very exciting to me. It just kind of felt like I was playing the guitar the same old way and singing in the same spot, and the same things were kind of happening and just didn't really inspire me.
Coulton turned to friends for help, including members of Oklahoma City's Flaming Lips, and soon discovered there was consensus about which path he should follow on the new set of songs he'd begun.
There was kind of this resounding common denominator of dropping the guitar, trying to make myself the most vulnerable creatively. That was really what started sort of this new wave of strange creativity.
Coulton had undergone some major changes in his personal life. He was a new father and living in Oklahoma again after a long stay in Texas.
To be honest, I just really didn't feel like I was even remotely the same person that I was 5 years ago. You know, I even listened to different music. I just, in all sense of the word, I just felt kind of like a different guy.
Without management, a record deal, or many of the career comforts that had landed his music on major television outlets such as American Idol and Oprah's Big Give, the possibilities were limitless. Now I'm running with my hands untied as you walk into your own device. And you're screaming at your alibis. Now I'm running with my hands untied.
There wasn't really anybody saying not to do it. I was really fortunate because I have made a lot of, you know, friends around here that are some of the most talented people I've ever worked with. And they were all just kind of saying, you know, you're capable of so much more than what you've done. And you locked in, but you hold the key. And it don't matter what you're waiting
for. And we'll keep running through the open door. Confident that he would be able to distance himself from his old ways of working and audience preconceptions, Coulton set about writing the song Born to Raise Hell, a tune about notorious serial murderer Richard Speck. Once was a story about a young boy in West Illinois. Six when his father died and his mother put thoughts in his head. Monsters in bed.
There was this odd melody where I was kind of just saying la la over and over, and it was unlike any other chorus I'd ever written, and I knew off the bat it wasn't a love song, it wasn't a traditional pop song. I was just, you know, trying to figure out what the hell am I going to write this thing about, and my producer Chad was kind of saying in the studio about his dad having this crazy story where he picked up a famous serial killer, and I just said, oh man, that's the song, we got to write that song.
Coulton's time as an independent artist is marked by greater autonomy in his creative output, a marked difference from his days on a major label that supported him on tours with Kelly Clarkson, Dave Matthews Band, and John Mayer.
You know, I was never told to make a certain album directly, but you definitely feel the pressure. I really felt like I had to deliver a certain kind of sound, and I don't want to say that I didn't have any decision in the matter. I really did, but you definitely feel that pressure. You feel like, okay, I'm on a major label. It's one of the biggest labels in the world. They want hits. I had just gotten off the road with Kelly Clarkson, so we were playing arenas, you know, 15,000-20,000 people. I don't regret that time. I don't regret those songs, but I'm just in a different place now, and it feels pretty good.
Graham Coulton performs at the Orpheum Theater this evening as part of the Emerging Artists series. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.